All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, talking to you from the Borough of Queens in New York City. This is the 31st day of May, 2022. Before I talk about today's show, let me remind you that on June 11th and 12th, I will be participating in the Metals Investor Forum in Toronto at the Delta Hotel. The event starts on both days with breakfast at 8 o'clock and ends up with cocktails at 6 o'clock. There is no charge to attend, but you do need to sign up beforehand. And to do that, you can go to metalsinvestorforum.com, metalsinvestorforum.com. Myself and several other newsletter writers will be bringing, inviting companies that we all think are among the best that we cover. They're mostly all gold or silver mining companies, and some very exciting large-scale projects that are being uncovered. I think if you're in this sector and are investing in it, you certainly would find it of interest. So it's metalsinvestorforum.com. Go there to sign up for it. I do want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more well listened to shows on the Voice America Business Channel. And if you like, certainly like to hear from you, send along your questions and comments, whatever they may be, to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. We also want to thank our sponsors making this show economically viable. Today's sponsors, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Core Asset Corp, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, SK Mining, and Reyna Gold Corp. I've titled today's show, Why the Risk of Hyperinflation Is, or at least may be, real. Doug Nolan, Dr. Quentin Henning, and Anthony Santelli return as guests this week. In his May 21st Credit Weekly Bulletin, Doug Nolan wrote, and I quote, rather than subprime mortgages as the system's weak link, today it's subprime corporate credit. History suggests today's festering issues in credit derivatives and structural finance will prove woefully worse than anyone today appreciates. And there is little policymakers can do to remedy the situation. The cycle has changed. The amount of stimulus necessary to one more time resuscitate bubble dynamics would risk hyperinflation. Doug will provide information in support of his concerns that the hyperinflationary risk in this credit cycle is very real. He'll be with me in the second half of today's show. After our first commercial break, Dr. Quentin Henning will join me to give us an update on SK Mining's consolidated SK exploration project in British Columbia. It's certainly something that is evolving into a very large-scale discovery. Actually, their exploration program starts tomorrow, June 1st. Massive credit creation is the main cause of surging increases in the cost of living, but policymakers are doing their best to exacerbate a shortage of one of the most crucial life-sustaining commodities, namely energy. Blue Biofuels is a company that has developed a new and improved technology system that converts virtually any plant material, grasses, wood, paper, farm waste, yard waste, forestry products, fruit casings, nut shells, and the cellulic portion of municipal solid waste into sugars and substantially into biofuels without the use of enzymes or liquid acids. We call this the company calls this the CTS 2.0 process, where CTS stands for cellulose to sugar. The cellulose is converted into sugar, lignin, The sugar is further converted into bioethanol and other biofuels. And I'm really happy to tell you that Anthony Santelli is with me to tell you a little bit more about this company. Blue Biofuels trades over-the-counter, BIOF. It's 278 million shares, selling at about 20 cents earlier today, giving it a market cap around $56 million. Welcome, Anthony, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that introduction. So,
I want to, as succinctly as possible, tell our listeners about Blue Biofuels, what it has that other producers of ethanol don't have, and maybe a little bit about the economics.
Well, yeah, first of all, our process is 100% environmentally friendly. It's carbon neutral, so it's 100% recycled fuel. And the other elements as well, the catalysts and whatnot, are also recycled. So there's no toxic anything that gets put into the atmosphere. That's one major positive benefit. Mm-hmm. We can convert 100% of the cellulosic material. It's a recent announcement as of the end of last year. and so this is significant. We've optimized the parameters necessary for conversion in a matter of minutes, and I don't think that any other company has done that before as well. So we're in the process now of scaling up. We've recently announced a partnership with a company called KR Comerec. They build large-scale industrial systems, and the plan is for them to do that for us as well. We
All
expect
right.
to receive a first system from them, not a full scale, but a smaller scale this summer. And we're going to begin testing that, and then if that works well, we'll have a larger system ordered after that. Another word about scaling, because this is mm-hmm. often talked about in this industry.
Sure.
A larger system that can run at about 500 times, let's say, a smaller system, only costs about 10 times as much.
Mm-hmm.
This is because the smaller system has to have every component, every control down to the last screw is basically the same as the larger system, okay, only smaller. So we expect very large economies of scale as we ramp up, and this is why we believe that we can produce biofuels from cellulosic materials at a lower cost than anyone else who's tried this before. Other processes, they use expensive enzymes that take longer to make the conversion, and they don't have the same economies of scale.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's something about the economics of the process. What about capital costs, Anthony?
Yeah, well, capital costs, as I said, we're not announcing exactly what the capital costs that we anticipate they're going to be. But let's just say if we have a 60 million gallon ethanol plant, okay.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. The renewable fuel credits, I don't know if too many of your listeners know this, but
sure.
The government offers renewable fuel credits for anybody who can produce renewable fuels for the transportation industry.
Mm-hmm.
And they give different credits for different kinds of fuels. Cellulosic biofuels earns what's called a D3 RIN, which currently earns $3.40 a gallon. That's on top of the price of the ethanol itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone, if we have a 60 million gallon plant, we'd earn about $200 million dollars per year just from the renewable fuel credits. And we expect that will be more than sufficient to pay off the capital costs in a single year.
Uh-huh. So operating costs, I guess, and plus you got that $3.40 credit from the government. How essential is that to making the economics of this work?
Well, it's nice to have that cover the capital costs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody wants to know the answer. What's the operating cost? Are you dipping in corn? Corn, most ethanol comes from corn, right?
Yeah.
And so what I like to tell people is this. Right now, corn is over $7 a bushel. That translates, at 39.4 bushels per ton into about $275 per ton of input costs into producing the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Our feedstock is estimated to cost anywhere between zero, i.e. someone else's waste that they're just getting rid of, to around $35 a ton. So we start off with a very huge cost advantage as compared to corn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, it's going to cost more to convert cellulose into sugar than it does corn. I mean, you bite into corn, you can taste the sugar. You bite into a piece of wood, you don't taste the sugar, right? So it's going to cost more at that point. But we don't believe that it's going to cost so much more that it's going to overcome the, you know, initial massive cost advantage that we have by having cheaper inputs. But, of course, that's the million-dollar question, right? So we don't know exactly what our operating costs are going to be as of yet.
Sure.
But that's the upside that the investor gains. You know, if we knew that now, we'd be a multi-billion-dollar company, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but our market cap, as you said, is about $56 million. And you know, that's the upside if we succeed.
You are going to, I think you're going to be, you indicated to me you're going to be raising some capital, I guess a private placement for accredited investors, perhaps? Is that the route you're going?
Yeah. Yes, we do have a private placement that's ongoing right now. It's it is mostly filled. If any of your listeners want to participate, they can contact me by email at anthony@bluebiofuels.com. It's anthony@bluebiofuels.com for details on the private placement. Or, of course, if they want to buy in the open market, the stock symbol is just BIOF, as in Frank, BIOF.
All right, very good. Well, we'll be watching this closely, Anthony. I think it's a very interesting story, certainly now with the energy prices going to the moon. And Lord knows where they're going to go before they subside. There's a lot of things we're going to be talking about later in the show that might have, to give some indication of that. I know you would have your views, too. Perhaps we can have you back on to talk about that sometime in the future. But I do want to – anything else you'd like to just in closing to say?
Well, and I think our technology is very promising. And, you know, with the threatened global food shortage, with the, you know, war in Ukraine, sure, it'd be nice if we were in production right now, but you know, maybe in a couple of years we can solve those kinds of problems.
Very good. Okay, very good, Anthony. Thank you so much. We'll look to keep up with this story into the future. Thank you. All right, folks, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me. Give us an update on SK Mining. Company's starting its 2022 drill program tomorrow. It's a very exciting story, so I hope you'll stick around and listen to what Dr. Henning has to say. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion Wine Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQX, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.